This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1943. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded August 14th, Antarctica, Australia, Bahamas, Brazil, Cuba, Indonesia, Korea South, Kuwait, Mexico, Peru, Philippines, Romania, South Carolina, Tibet, USA, conventions, publications, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. We had suspected that Antarctica's shortwave station, LRA-36, was in winter hibernation, but Manuel Mendez in Spain has heard it again on 15476. As usual, the situation is he can barely detect a carrier on his own receiver using a remote in Brazil. He definitely had it August 13th from 1720 until it went off at 1903 UT. And measured on 15475.97. He heard songs in Spanish and an ID, as Desde Esperanza, Antártida, un programa de LRA 36. Via shortwave bulletin, Michael Cunningham says, interesting development with regard to Aussie radio, currently playing great Aussie hits from the last few decades. A post on the RDXC Facebook page, Craig Allen is looking to lease Aussie radio to a national broadcaster or religious group. And in fact, there is something else to be heard on 4835 now via Mike Terry. Hobart Radio International's FB page talks about Pulse FM in Kingborough and HUON Australia as of August 8th. We welcome all our new listeners across the Pacific on 4835 shortwave. In partnership with Radio Aussie, Pulse FM Tasmania can now be heard across Australasia and surrounding continents on shortwave radio 4835 between 12 and 6 a.m. every day, Hobart time. That is 14 until 20 UT. Of course, that means it'll not be audible in North America during our daytime, there overnight time. And from Tim Gaynor of another Aussie station, Unique Radio, about those relays via WINB. In advance, he told our World of Radio group that there would be a broadcast from 11 UT Saturday, August 11th, via WINB. That's 9265 for 2 hours. And that would include a brand new Hobart Radio International program from 12 to 1230 UT. Richard Langley in New Brunswick was monitoring, and it did not start on time, but finally interrupted a religious program from 11:11 UT and ran for the full 2 hours. And Tim said there might be a repeat at 0300 UT August 12th, but Richard says it was not on the air at that time. Possibly this will be a continuing scheduling the following Saturdays at 11 to 13, more or less on 9265. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida on the West Coast says he seldom hears ZNS 3810, Radio Bahamas in Freeport, Grand Bahama, which of course is off the southeast coast of Florida. But he did hear it August 9th at 1007 UT with an accented English preacher. And it was not parallel to ZNS 1 on 1540. The announcer referred to a business and later to an individual by the name of Pinder, P-I-N-D-E-R, which he says is a common name in the Bahamas. This one is almost never heard here, so they must have done something with their power or pattern, says Terry. He inquired but did not expect a response. While checking the NRC pattern book, I see that it is supposedly non-directional day and night. WRTH says the power is 10 kilowatts, and it is in fact known as a gospel station. A big story this week, which broke too late for me to mention here last week, was the termination of shortwave broadcasts by Brazil's second most powerful station, Radio Transmundial, on 11735, as well as its other shortwave frequencies. they first announced this on the 8th of August, and they were to be off the air by the 9th of August. The news came via Danielle Williams on Hardcore DX. The announcement from RTM, partially translated, says, TWR has invested in shortwave with excellent results all over Brazil for more than 20 years, but due to technological advances in communication, and after much reflection and prayer, we understand this was the best decision to make. And they refer listeners to their website, of course, or to an app or affiliated broadcasters. The 11735 frequency normally goes off the air very close to 21 UT at the same time Zanzibar closes down. They're always interfering with each other, and I was hearing both of them before that hour on August 8th, slightly apart in frequency, causing a double heterodyne with the BFO. Zanzibar did go off by 2101, leaving Radio Transmundial alone, and it did stay on the air for somewhat longer, but we're not sure how much longer till it finally went off the air forever. They said they would finish shortwave broadcast at local midnight, which would have been 0300 UT, but the 11735 signal is normally off the air long before then. How about their other frequencies? 9530 and 5965. Those were not heard either in the evening. More about this from Jorge Freitas in Brazil, who is also listening to their final day of broadcast on 11735. They said their programs would still be presented by Bonaire on 800 kilohertz with 440 kilowatts, but that's still a long way from southern Brazil. They alleged that among the problems were adequate financing, low audience for shortwave compared to internet. They talked about the cost of electricity for radio and elevated cost of maintenance. One tube, which burned out, cost 20 kiloreals. They lamented the closing of broadcast to DXers and said that if there were a much greater shortwave audience, they would not close it. They get an average of 50,000 connections daily for online radio. Furthermore, this is why they closed on this particular date. Their Anatel license expired and thus was not renewed. But look on the bright side, that's one less religious broadcaster and much less interference for Zanzibar, 11735. Danielle Williams also forwards news about what is surely a Brazilian pirate. It's been known as Rádio Gavião, but it's changing its name to Rádio Serra do Roncador. And they propose to use the frequency of 9925. So you might hear something else there besides the weekly broadcast of the mighty KBC, but this one is sure to be very low power. Radio Havana, Cuba continues to be heard on a second frequency at midday besides 11760, that is 15140, before 18 UT when it goes into foreign languages. Finally, on Sunday, August 12th, I heard it starting at 15 UT with the weekly Esperanto broadcast. So we still have a chance to hear the previous hour in English from Oman on the same frequency. Via Remy Fries and Roger ADX on August 10th, Radio Marti publicized that they would be adding another frequency on the 13th of August, which just happens to be the birthday of the late Fidel Castro. The new frequency, 11860. Hours were not immediately specified, but of course, we know that Radio Havana Cuba has already been using that frequency between 1930 and 23 UT for Europe. It would surely be in the daytime, and that would totally block over here what little signal we might have a chance of hearing from Yemen, non-Saudi Arabia. So I was listening for it on August 13th, and it was on the air by 14 UT, 11860 Radio Marti, and no jamming yet, unlike their other 25-meter frequency, 11930. By 1926 UT, the Havana carrier was also on the air, causing a subaudible heterodyne of about 8 hertz with Radio Marti. I wonder which one was further off frequency. And Havana started its usual French program about 1931. During the next few hours, Havana was generally underneath Radio Marti, as heard here, and still no jamming. But by the next day after 14 UT, Havana had started jamming 11860. It remained to be heard what they would do with their own broadcast. Would they continue to collide head-on with Marti, or would they move before Marti would move? Meanwhile, Ivo Ivanov publicized this schedule for Marti's new 11860, 14 until 23 UT, but also in the middle of the night, 07 to 10 UT. I'm not certain if the reactivated Radio Republik Indonesia Nabire is still running just below 7290, but the last reports I've had of it were both on August 9th. Brian Clark in New Zealand said, "I've been detecting the carrier 7289.92 from around 0540 UT, and on August 9th it closed abruptly at 092030. Ron Howard in California also logged it on August 9th, 7289.92. Poor to almost fair with constant static. It included a music program until 0800, nonstop songs, some drums at 0800 and the news, and a patriotic song, followed by more nonstop songs from 0816 until 859. That's when they started reciting from the Quran and suddenly cut off in mid-song at 0920. And Ron Howard in California says, "Voice of Freedom, South Korea, has made another of its frequency changes to an alternate 5920, replaced 6045 as of August 9th. Good reception, as 6045 still had the heavy North Korean jamming, but not yet 5920, which, by the way, is stable instead of variable, which happened before. This was heard between 10 and 1020 UT. Also, the previous day, August 8th, he reports KBS Hanminjok Bangsong 1 on 6015. It has North Korean jamming, but somewhat readable with IDs, including in English. Now you're listening to KBS Pops Freedom," and then in Korean, playing a number of songs, some of them in English. At 1020, they started an English lesson. As of August 7th, Alexander Busniag in Germany says, "All scheduled DRM transmissions from Radio Kuwait are currently active. They had been off the air for a different set of dates during June and July. They are 05 to 08, 11970 in English, 945 to 1325, 15110 in Arabic, 17 to 20, 13650 in Arabic, and 18 to 21, 15540 in English." David Cole sends a story from Washington Free Beacon, which appears to be a rather right-wing publication. "Mexican radio to beam Chinese propaganda. U.S. probes links between buyer of Tijuana station and China's Phoenix TV." It's by Bill Gertz. It's about XEWW 690 near Tijuana, which we've reported before would be changing to a Chinese format. But critics say, according to this, it would bring Beijing propaganda to Chinese Americans throughout Southern California. According to government sources, signs that Phoenix Satellite Television U.S., a subsidiary of Hong Kong's pro-Beijing Phoenix TV, is involved in the purchase of the radio station, prompted the Trump administration to begin an investigation into national security implications of the sale. Senator Marco Rubio urged the FCC to investigate. The new owners plan to produce programming in Los Angeles, but broadcast, of course, from Mexico. Managing Director Vivian Huo denied the company brokered the radio deal for Phoenix. She said, "We purchased the radio station ourselves, and there's nothing to do with Phoenix. We have a rental office in the Phoenix building. That's it." The FCC filing does not mention Phoenix and also says no foreign entities are involved in the purchase. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio, 1943. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the non-commercial publication, online only, DX Listening Digest. We appreciate financial support to help with such expenses via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, Also appreciated are unsolicited testimonials such as these. Huelbe Garcia in Brazil says, as always, thanks very much for your dedication and trustworthy knowledge sharing to and with the shortwave listening community. And Michael Lejewski in Clovis, New Mexico says, I've been a fan of World of Radio since the early 90s when I got my first World Band radio, a Radio Shack DX390. You are high on my list of good friends I never met. Harold Sellers in British Columbia says, somewhere, I can't find it now, I read a report that a flood in their building had knocked Radio Educación off the air in Mexico City. But there was a weak station in Spanish on 6185, August 7th at 0307. Hopefully, them back on. I haven't been hearing much from it either, but there has been at least a carrier with low modulation or no modulation, such as August 13th at 0105 and 0147. Nothing else is scheduled in our evenings now on 6185, not even Vatican or China. In Shortwave Bulletin, Henry Clements updates on this station. Radio Educación has a new ID for their shortwave service. It's Señal Cultura México, or Cultura México Señal Internacional. There are several web pages with further info on the service under www.radioeducacion.gov.mx. He says the new slogan has been in use for about 1 year. And they have a mailbag program, according to their program grid, converted to universal time. It is Wednesdays at 02, Fridays at midnight 15, and Mondays at 03:45. It's called Sintonía Libre for half an hour. Hearing Pakistan on shortwave is almost impossible, so Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany, as of August 13th, surveys their webcasting, that is of Radio Pakistan, offering 11 streams, up from just 10 when last checked in February. They are called Sautul Quran, Islamabad Station, Current Affairs Channel, Danak, formerly the Varsa Channel, the External Service, the World Service, FM 101. All streams were active when checked. The new name Danak, D-H-A-N-A-K, started in May with a music channel, the objective of which is introducing young talent in the field of music, promoting music and cultural heritage in Sufi music, Qawwalis, classical, semi-classical, folk, ghazals, pop, rock, fast, soft, jazz, and old and new film music. Here's the URL to listen to any of these 11 live streams. www.radio.gov.pk/live-streaming. All of that lowercase. What's become of Radio La Voz del Pueblo, the new Peruvian tropical band station which caused such excitement a few weeks ago? Manuel Mendez in Spain says, as of August 12th, listening from 0428 to 0650, only a very weak carrier was detected in Spain. A strong carrier via the remote in Brazil, but no audio. And it was measured on 4920.98. And he says the past few days it seems to be out of air, meaning off the air. Here's another Peruvian, we suspect very low power and not exactly licensed. I'm hearing on 5820 exactly, more than once, a station which we've been hearing for some time, in a network with other stations in the interior of the country. It originates in Lima on 1380 kilohertz, but now I'm hearing it on 5820. They only give an ID at sign-on or sign-off, like Radio Chasqui does on 5980, but this one is Radio Nuevo Tiempo, heard at 2300 to 2335 with music and religious programming and the ID. They do not say where they are transmitting from, but he found a Facebook page for them at RADIONTPERU. That news came from Pedro Arunatigi in Lima via Torre Vic in Shortwave Bulletin. Although Radio Veritas Asia supposedly closed down all its shortwave broadcasts at the end of June, we are still hearing one of them scheduled at the previous time and on the previous frequency. August 11th at midnight 19 on 9645, a Southeast Asian language and rustic music, which was scheduled as RVA in Kachin, as in the World Radio TV Handbook. Could it be that some services still remain? The only thing on the frequency at that hour might have been China in Chinese, but this was certainly not Mandarin. More likely, I think, is that Kachin, if that's still the language, moved to the Vatican site, reception of which, here and now, at this level, would be much more likely than direct from the Philippines. Jorge Freitas in Brazil says he was also hearing it with an excellent signal via the Tventa SDR in Europe. And in the NASFA flash sheet, editor Mark Taylor in Wisconsin was also hearing this independently and came to some of the same conclusions, both on August 10th and 11th, around midnight 15 and 20 UT on 9645. He says it was too good, two nights in a row, to likely be from the Philippines, about 40 minutes before my sunset. So the location is likely not Palawig, Philippines. Radio Veritas Asia is reported to be off the air, so may be a leftover program broadcast from another location. I say it could be that some of RVA's subcontractors were not so eager to dispense with shortwave and made a separate arrangement to continue. Some of the Romanian frequencies are still missing, but they've changed since last week. For example, during the midnight UT hour, 9730 in English is back on, while 9790 in Romania is the one that has been missing. However, on August 12th, I noticed that 9730 was much weaker than it should have been, over almost exactly the same path as the mighty KBC Germany on 9925. South Carolina non, Alan Rowe says the Channel 292 website in Germany is reporting that the broadcast from the Overcomer Ministry on 6070 end as of August 14th. So that should reopen many hours for rational programming, I comment. Until recently, all frequencies of Voice of Tibet via Tajikistan always ended in 2, 3, 7, or 8, meaning they were at least 2 kilohertz away from jammers ending in 5 or 0. But now Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, noting some frequency changes as of August 12th and 13th, says at 12.05 UT, 11.644 replaces 6.46, and at 13.05, 11.614 replaces 6.16. WWV, WWVB, and WWVH are now threatened with extinction thanks to the budget request for the next fiscal year by the corrupt, incompetent, anti-science Trump-Pence regime. Richard Langley discovered this on the NIST website. It's apparently been up for 6 months. An illustrative program reduction is $6.3 megadollars down, including the shutdown of NIST radio stations in Colorado and Hawaii. Maybe that's why they've been announcing phone numbers on the air, but why haven't they been sounding the alarm on the air about closing down the broadcasts? It's time to get on Congress critters about this threat. Richard Langley also draws to our attention a new time for World of Radio on WRMI as he monitored 7780 Sunday, August 12th, at 2130 UT, and it's also now showing on their schedule grid. Like all 7780 broadcasts, it's on the northeast antenna, which means very little signal to the northwest in the daytime. If you are in central or western North America, I recommend these WRMI broadcasts of World of Radio, UT Monday at 0130.5 on 5850, and UT Tuesday at midnight 30 on 7730. August 10th at midnight UT, I was startled by an extremely distorted wideband signal around 6155 with Catholic programming in Spanish. I strongly suspect it's WEWN, the 5970 transmitter, totally out of whack, but fortunately the mess on 6155 soon went off. It had been somewhat copyable in the FM mode. WINB-DRM had been off for a while, but I was hearing it again Monday, August 13th at 1417 between 15665 and 15675. The noise was very strange, however, a much different, rougher sound on the lower side than the upper side. Maybe something to do with splitting or combining data and audio transmissions. Richard Langley says, according to a WINB tweet, August 13th, they are back in DRM, but would be off the following day. Switching a service with a power company and putting in a new balance, we should be on and remain on from August 15th. I and others have been hearing some wideband noise in the middle of the pirate band, but not exactly DRM, around 6920 to 6947. One other reporting it being Mark Taylor in Wisconsin. Chris Smolinski of Black Cat Systems says, this is almost certainly one of the high-frequency trading sites sending real-time financial quotes. There's a thread on this at his HF Underground. At the topic number, if you want to search on it, is 44885.0. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, WION 1430 in Ionia, Michigan, plans a sort of DX test early Saturday or Sunday, August 18th or 19th, as they're installing some stereo equipment. Listen for tones on that frequency. There's an incredible new development using SDRs to locate where signals are coming from, not conventional direction finding, but comparing the exact delays it takes for the signals to arrive at three different locations. It's called time difference of arrival. Read all about it in the new DX Listening Digest when published, number 18-33, via worldofradio.com. The major DX convention in North America this year is sponsored by the International Radio Club of America. It'll be in St. Charles, Missouri, Thursday through Sunday, September 6th through 9th. The agenda and registration info is in the previous issue of DX Listening Digest, number 18-32. There'll be lots of excellent technical talks and station visits, among other things. You don't have to be a member of the club to attend. Organizer Mark Durenberger says the technical talk highlights include the 2017 solar eclipse from Western America, KD9SV versus Cat5 beverages for hearing transoceanic DX over the shoulder, tips and triumphs from medium wave phasing methodology, hands-on with the frequent flyer FSL, another look at Cat5 as a legitimate antenna, and some fascinating personal experience stories from Bruce Portzer and the Florissant Valley Dial Twister. Group discussions include a look at transpolar DX possibilities during the upcoming solar minimum. There will also be an included pizza party on Friday evening, Saturday evening banquet, and guest speaker, and concluding with an auction. The National Radio Club is about to publish the 39th edition of its comprehensive AM radio log. It's available only in print, loose leaf. Pre-orders are now being accepted at nationalradioclub.org. In frequency order, it covers all AM stations in the USA and Canada with numerous cross-references. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 15 and 4, August 17th and 20th, then 5 and 2 until September 3rd, 12 and 4. Solar flux peaking at 70 from August 23rd through September 5th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1943.